baby. Hey!
Jesus criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? A full house today in the studio. Found out 20 seconds ago that Pizza Man is going to be stopping by. Let me turn this.
Pizza's here.
The anchor is here.
Can see.
What up, super fans? Shane and Eric. What up?
We're in
Randy Regime in the house.
We're in the little studio. All right, let's get right into it. First and foremost, Shane Grossman at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Knockout Radio tat, Knockout Radio shirt, original Gain watch, original Grain watch.
What color is said shirt?
What color is said shirt, Shane Grossman? We want to know. Is it the, what's his name? Retcher?
Yes.
Jay Retcher's orange? Hey, let's welcome to our Facebook page, Joe Marquardt, Nate's brother, August's brother, hanging out with us today. We appreciate that. Let's get right into it. And I know you gave me crap for saying it yesterday. The juice is loose.
Yeah. Well, October 1st.
We got a couple.
Close enough. But no, you're right. He still has, 60, 90 days.
He can still mess it up. He's been a model citizen.
9 years. So do you think that he's going to screw it up, or do you think that he pissed somebody off so bad that they're going to start a fight with him or something? Okay, you shaking your head. People can't hear that.
Well, I can't hear anything in my headphones.
Well, you're not supposed
you're not
to.
Plugged in.
Feel like Stevie over here can't.
No, Stevie can't just, see. He
I can just
hear.
See everyone. It's the opposite. I'm the opposite of Stevie then.
Eric Grossman, You wanted this.
You asked for it.
This is your fault. Does anybody have a problem with O.J. Simpson getting paroled or getting, you know, the agreed parole that he gets out? Was it October 1st?
Let him free. Let him run.
Are you hiring?
I think they're not supposed to be.
I'm going to put the rock in his hand.
But are you hiring?
I'll hire O.J. all day.
Because he's allegedly moving to St. Pete.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, his son and daughter live here.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was St. Pete.
Yeah.
Florida.
Well, no, Miami, he's coming to Florida.
It was Miami
the,
or
the older daughter's in Miami, and the younger daughter and son are in St. Pete. So
there's a great position at the pizza place for him.
Oh, yeah.
That would be delivery driver. Because can you imagine O.J. Simpson coming to your door? And you never know what delivery driver you're going to get, so you got to keep ordering.
And the beauty is tips most of the time are cash. So,
I mean, every time he signs a signature.
Tip, wear small gloves.
Oh, that's not nice.
That's a typical him. That's a typical Matt.
You're bringing out the good jokes today. I like it. I appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah, we do need to change some of the surroundings here. In
That means you want me to leave?
Well, no. We need sports curtains, maybe.
Oh, you know, like
this
the flowers.
Is the sportiest thing here.
Yeah, let's turn
that and the beer growlers.
That mantle's right pretty manly.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. That's right. It's
pretty official.
One of these days. What will get done first?
Point at me.
Yeah, I'm pointing at you. Now, you have nothing to do with any. Well, you do have something to do with one of them. But
the website.
Can I not?
The website, the YouTube channel, or the studio?
Ah, those are that's.
Or I have a choice.
Well, yeah. I wasn't paying attention. None.
Well, shocking. What's new? Yeah. What will get done first? The finished construction of the studio, the finish of the website that allegedly will be done on Sunday, allegedly.
Okay.
Or the YouTube channel, which is basically my fault that we have three channels, but to condense, get rid of, and get that all up and running.
I'm going to go to the website.
Because Alex and I have nothing to do with getting it up.
Exactly.
I knew that's where he was going. Supposedly, it's ready.
It is not in your hands.
Supposedly, it is ready.
I have some ideas about that, by the way, that I want to. Obviously, this is an off-air thing.
No, this is live production.
This is how we produce.
This is how we produce.
The production is me telling you that I have an idea. But
okay,
outside of that.
This just in. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me that you have an idea. Tell the design company.
No, it's you'll see what I mean.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, maybe during the break. I can get Philip to help if you need. I don't know who Philip Phillips.
Oh,
didn't he win American Idol?
I don't know if he won, but he was a contestant.
I thought they're
bringing it back too.
They're bringing Sexy back.
They're bringing O.J. Simpson back. Did anybody listening? Anybody on the Facebook live feed watch?
Double finger point.
Double point. Did anybody watch yesterday?
I did.
No. I did. I watched the whole thing.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but.
I was a little, I couldn't believe
it. Could have given it away at a couple of points. Yeah.
I mean, he got defiant, and I should know what that's like.
Yeah.
You know, and how about the chuckle when they said, Mr. Simpson, we just want you to know that this will be just like any other parole hearing. And he started to laugh. He's like, yeah, right.
With the 900 cameras that are here.
Exactly. Well, that's basically what he was saying.
I'm loving this, the comments on the live feed right now.
Oh, I'm not watching.
Yeah.
Oh, to me, U.S. Navy. Inactive, and he's watching. He's not working. He wasn't defending. He was presenting, and he watched the juice yesterday.
He was defending.
Yeah.
He was reigning, not because, you know, that's the big complaint by everybody of that whole kit and caboodle press conferences when Dana almost popped his head off like a zit, and he's yelling. From
that
Dublin,
me of Animal House.
Right? No, exactly.
What am I?
Reigning, defending. Well, he's not defending. He's yet to defend a title. Did anybody catch?
Nope.
On Twitter, somebody
definitely
tweeted
not.
Uncle Creepy, and said that somebody told them that because Demetrius Johnson will not defend against Dillashaw, he's a paper champion.
What?
Thoughts? Besides stupid?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Picture of all those belts.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Have a problem with who he's defending against? I don't.
It doesn't matter.
It's kind of a joke, but.
I don't think it matters who. Again, he's beaten everybody that's been put in front of him, and he can't control that.
We have today to give away a couple tickets raised tonight. I know you want them, but you're going to give them away.
I would not go.
No, I know that. I know you wouldn't
well,
go.
It's Friday night. I'm not going to a Rays game on a Friday.
No one goes on a Thursday.
Yeah, or a Tuesday.
It's too nice of a day out to go.
Yeah, it's too nice of a day. It's pouring. It looks awesome.
It's probably going to get rained out.
Tell me about your soccer match.
Tonight.
On the pitch tonight.
Oh, Orlando nice. City hosting Atlanta United.
Big game.
Atlanta United, up-and-coming franchise. First year in
Brand
MLS.
New.
They're in the playoff hunt. If the season were to end today, Atlanta's in the playoffs, and Orlando is not. Oh, man. I'm on camera now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Double finger point.
Yeah.
We double finger point, and we matched.
Kind of, yeah.
Sort of.
Don't let the board operator come in through that white door, though.
Okay.
That would not be pretty, so.
Stay behind the scenes, please.
Well, only because he may not be clothed.
or the
that,
chain
that wouldn't
got
be nice.
Yeah, so
the person I was going to go with originally canceled on me, so I had to scramble to find a second.
Yeah, and I wasn't happy about it.
No. Yeah, I think you really would have enjoyed it. I'm going to guess there's going to be at least two scuffles in the stands tonight, which I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Were you not with me when I was at Torta Pizza and almost got in a fight?
No.
Can you imagine me going to a soccer game?
Yeah, I heard about that. I was on the phone with you.
Yeah.
And you,
there was
I
a
was
fight?
Like, no, he was
attempted,
like, I'm about
apparently
to get in a fight with somebody in your restaurant.
What?
I'm like, what?
Yeah, you know, just people are morons.
He's like, do I say it? I was like, what? Oh, hold on. Wait a second. I was on the phone. I had just left.
Somebody wants to know, or Jarrett wants to know, can I do a couple seconds on Nick Diaz not fighting, and if Nate Diaz will fight Conor McGregor again, and who would win? Well, Nick can't fight because he just got through smoking another, what are they called, blunts?
Oh, yeah.
St. Pete
on camera. Although he's going to need money here pretty soon. He's still getting sued by his former management company. What was it, $1 million? Lawsuit.
Well, he'll jump on his feet and he'll run through a neighborhood. He'll see a nice house.
The gate that he could never get into.
Right, the gate that he'll jump over. Nick, if he was to fight Conor McGregor now,
Nick or Nate?
I'm sorry, Nate.
Okay, just double checking.
Yeah,
yeah. If Nate fought him again, I mean, as a fan, I don't think that really does much for me. We already have seen, and it would be a rubber match.
That's not the question. The question from Canada.
Would it happen? No.
Which means that we really shouldn't answer it because we only got to answer half of it. Let's answer half of it. Okay.
there we go.
So if
moving right along,
if Nate was to fight Conor again, that's an if and an if and an
that's
if.
That's a
and
huge
an
if.
If Conor wins on the 26th of August,
he's never fighting again.
How big does he become?
Larger than life.
Legendary status.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Now, that's Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame.
He was the one who was saying that he wants to fight Khabib in Russia.
Right.
Those are his words. It's not like it's some promotional thing for Dana or anything like that.
Because he loves being the heel.
Right, but it's easy to say that now. But if he was to go on and win... And then that means possibly a rematch, even though I know Floyd has said, this is it, I'm done. If he loses, and now that record is gone.
Floyd's not turning down that tax money.
And then he can win another $200 million. You know he's going to fight him again.
He would fight him again, but the talk about the fight in the octagon. Going
never
from That would absolutely never happen.
Never, never happen.
Never.
I would prefer to watch that, but especially if Floyd lost to him in a boxing match, there is absolutely no way that an MMA fight would happen.
Connor's not going to win this fight, but Connor has a better chance of beating Floyd on August 26th than Floyd would ever have in a cage in an MMA fight.
Absolutely. In an actual fight.
Yeah. So what's the penalty for the UFC for the marijuana? Is it 5-year suspension?
Well, it's not the UFC.
Or MMA?
No, it's the commission.
What was the commission? What's the penalty in
depends on who it is. It depends on how many times.
Depends on if you have the unified rules.
Because John Jones had a cocaine issue, allegedly. Right,
but that's not marijuana.
But he
it's
has,
not a big
shorter,
deal when it's cocaine.
But the marijuana is a much more stiffer penalty, isn't it? Punished heavier?
Well, no, it's actually the same because they have two different types. They have one set of rules and penalties for drugs of addiction or recreation as opposed to performance-enhancing drugs. So if it's a performance-enhancing drug, you're talking about a first penalty being a 2-year suspension, whereas if it is a drug of a recreational drug, something like that, it's 1 year for the first.
But yeah,
I think it's double for
years ago. 18 months is your first offense
for drug of recreation.
Yeah, sedatives, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, opiates, marijuana, things like that. 2 years for your second. 3 years, and then a lifetime.
It's not legal in the fighting world.
Correct. You're allowed to have stiffer rules. It's not like if it was illegal in the state and you pop positive during one of the drug tests for the commission, it's not like they can say, well, it's legal within the commission, you're okay.
Remember Larry Lawless, the referee? His brother Blackie's on. Blackie Lawless is in the feed on Facebook.
But it was landless.
He had to ruin it.
What?
Okay. All right, God, you got more details. What?
No,
I didn't know he was joking.
I have a question, a statement, Matt.
Yes.
So medical marijuana is now legal in the state of Florida.
And St. Pete just opened a dispensary yesterday.
So your restaurant.
So yeah.
Your restaurant. St. Pete. Is a drug free environment.
I got cataracts.
Is your restaurant a drug free?
Oh, it is drug free.
So they have the medical card.
He's all natural.
Well, no one's got the medical card yet.
But I'm saying if someone does and they're a driver or whatnot for you.
Well, no, they can't impair their driving to do the job.
There you go.
But legally, he has the card. So he's okay, but you're not going to allow him to drive?
Not drive.
What do you mean? It's legal.
Well, because it's not legal to drive under the impairment.
No, but it doesn't mean he's impaired at the time.
That doesn't mean
it's just in the system.
Well, as long as he's not under the influence. I mean, that's just like an alcoholic who drinks but can still perform their job during the day.
And that's the same thing with
same
MMA.
Yeah.
They can do it just as long as they don't get tested and they don't test positive for it.
Okay.
Just saying. Yeah. As long as they're not in or out or, you know, they can do the Vandalay and run.
Don't get caught.
That's the best one.
That is the best one. This is Talking Sports brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. Hey, Coach Ron James coming up at the bottom of the hour. The RFC tonight. Are you going to go to that?
Nope.
Are you going to do anything sports constructive?
I'm going to a Linkin Park concert.
Then just hang around?
Hang out.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out.
Just going to hang around at a Linkin Park concert.
Just hanging there.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The songs, the sound, the story. Motown the Musical. It's more than a Broadway show. It's a celebration of music that transformed America. Motown the Musical.
Coming to the Straz Center, August 8th through 13th. Visit StrazCenter.org for tickets today.
Are you ready?
ROC 40, July 21st, is going down at the A La Carte Shrine Pavilion with Ronnie the Pit Phillips versus Nick the Machete Fichetti in the main event for the Florida State title. For more information, visit RFCMMA.com or call 813-964-9818.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Should I assume that was Linkin Park?
That wasn't.
Oh, okay. I don't even know who Linkin Park is.
You wanna buy Cal Ripken's house?
In the end, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, not anymore. Why, is it for sale?
It is. 26-acre Maryland estate. A sports enthusiast dream.
Do you get all this memorabilia? Because OJ doesn't want his memorabilia.
That he tried to take?
Yeah. No, he didn't try to take memorabilia. According to, if you would have watched yesterday, he didn't care about the memorabilia. He cared about all the personal stuff, the pictures, the wedding ring, all the family mementos.
The knife? They keep the knife?
No, I don't think he ever had a knife.
How much would that be worth right now?
Ooh.
Was that in the book?
At an auction.
Was the knife part in the book?
I don't know.
What I would have done if I did it?
Did he get it back?
Did
they ever find the knife?
Yeah, whatever. He sent me that picture before. I picked one.
What is it? What is the picture?
And I picked one. I told him the American flag one. And yeah. It's still sitting in his, you know, whatever. So
is that Pokemon's?
Yeah.
Pogs. Sweet.
Oh, nice. The Pog.
Next Friday, boys and
talk
girls.
About old school reference right there.
Next Friday, training next camp Friday. Starts.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale as well.
Yep.
Ooh.
Good times.
They're doing like a premier pricing, I believe, this year. Kind of how the Rays had the primetime games and the prime games.
That cost more?
Cost more. Mm. I believe there are two that cost more.
How about you, the premier games you keep at the price you have now, and the crap games you do a little bit cheaper?
It's got to be the Patriots games.
Well, the Patriots. And the Falcons. Falcons Monday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you consider the first home game premier since it's Bears and
I would. I would.
Glennon.
Yeah, well, not because it's Glennon, just because it's the first game, you know, in 9 months.
And the Giants should be a premier game. It's the Giants.
You know what the beauty of the New York Giants coming and playing the Bucs is the fact their captain, Jonathan Casillas, got traded from here.
To win a Super Bowl.
He's now won two Super Bowls.
Well, he got traded and won a Super Bowl.
Right. He got traded, won the Super Bowl, did the Snow Angels
in
the field. Well, he won it in New Orleans. Matter of fact, and I didn't even know this, and I hosted the Jonathan Casillas show, he was the one that retrieved the onside kick in the Super Bowl in Miami.
Nice.
Well, okay, when they started the second half, right?
Yep.
They came right out with the onside kick.
I don't remember what he said, if he kept the ball or not, but
what do you have?
Oh, Mark Court, it was funny. You know, Joe is so one-dimensional. It's Connor, it's Connor, it's Connor. And he wants us to discuss the quote of the entire press conference. What do you have a school bag for? You can't even read.
Genius.
Fantastic line.
Classic. It was.
Classic.
It was great. And we talked about it the other night with Ray Flores, who emceed some of the events and got to introduce the fighters and some of the celebrities.
The guy.
He is the guy. Can't wait for the shirt. I'm going to wear that shirt around Joe Marquardt when I get it. It was a shirt that was given out at the four press conferences. I don't know how many they had, but it is definitely slanted for Mayweather since it's Mayweather promotion shirt. And I'm going to wear that next time I see
you. I got to get me a Connor suit like that. I got a couple things I could
they
add
were, to They were selling the shirt.
You know no, what your nickname
the
is,
suit,
right?
The suit.
Randy Mayweather.
No, it's Randy the Nacho Man.
Randy Mayweather. That's what I just got.
What fight are you going to next? And right now, missed intro. I think I'm the only Canadian on here.
Hey.
So some No, I can't talk GSP. Please. Please no GSP. I would rather talk about soccer than GSP.
So let's.
Okay. Go.
I was kind of kidding.
Because I ain't talking soccer either.
Soccer tomorrow night, too, in Orlando.
Who plays?
It's Paris Saint-Germain. Against Tottenham Hotspur.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Their real names?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, you know, when they had those hats of make-believe teams and stuff? That's what I kind of feel like you just said.
Paris Saint-Germain, they're a team that has perennially linked to trying to pull away.
David Beckham played there?
Either Lionel Messi or Neymar from Barcelona.
Nomar Garcia Parra?
They were rumored to have offered a $222 million transfer fee to Barcelona to be allowed to talk to Neymar. That was the most recent rumors.
So that's more money than James Harden got with $222 million.
Actually, we did talk about that on Wednesday.
We did.
We were able to get that in because you were not there.
I was not.
So we did talk about that.
Final year of that contract.
Yeah, he would
half a million a game.
Making $500,000 per game.
Wow.
Which means on a weekly basis, he would be making more than the current reigning defending money getter per week, Lionel Messi, who gets $645,000 a week.
Wow.
So if Harden's getting $500,000 a game playing at a minimum twice a week.
All right, I do need to know who Meathead is. Joe Marquardt says, how about you put duct tape on Meathead's mouth?
Which one?
That's what I asked. I don't know which one Joe Marquardt is calling Meathead.
I don't know.
Because
it could be anybody.
Well, it could be.
Not me.
Why? You and Joe have something going on that we don't know about?
Whoa. No.
No, you're more meatball.
Yeah, you're more, yeah.
You look kind of like a meatball with that red shirt on.
Thank you.
So, which meathead? What's he talking
Buccaneers
about?
Next Friday. Just want to get this out real quick. And I think we talked about this the other day. Thank you Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Training camp, 8:45 to 10:30. A couple days, I think it goes a little bit later, 10:50. But I know that they tried doing it in the afternoon to get them prepared because games are in the afternoon. Now they have the bubble, the heat. You don't want to practice out there at 1 o'clock. More importantly, you don't want me out there at 1 o'clock. This way, 8:45, I get there at 8:30. I'm on my way out at 11:30 after some interviews, and then I can get back in the air conditioning.
And you love the air conditioning.
So I'm a big fan. While you guys are at soccer, and while the Naked Pizza Man is either making pizzas naked or doing his bodybuilding things out on the beach with the Bushwhackers and Hogan and all that, I think I'm going to go to the Storm tomorrow. It's the last regular season home game.
Fan appreciation night.
Fan appreciation. And now, see, Matt thought he pulled off something, but he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He thought he did.
You thought you did.
What did I pull off?
You played the sad card.
You played the sad card.
All my friends left me.
No.
Can I hang out in the club?
Oh, yeah. No, I worked it.
Yeah, well, so we went.
Yeah, you worked it in the fourth quarter. We worked it in pregame.
We got it at halftime.
You worked it at halftime. We worked it pregame.
Well, I opened the door for you guys. I left it open.
Half already gone?
We appreciate you opening the door.
We're hitting the pitch because it's halftime. When we come back, I believe Coach Ron James will be on to talk about Cleveland. Cleveland in town for tomorrow night. I think they're giving away some cool stuff for fan appreciation. Throw the football into the trash can again. One of my favorite promotions of all time. And we'll take some questions from the Facebook Live feed when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Time. There never seems to be enough of it, and without time, how can you make healthy food needed to fuel your busy schedule? Forget wasting your valuable hours on food prep and dishes. Come to Fit Life Foods and grab the right meals to power you through your super packed days. Their 13,000 square foot culinary center services all of their locations in the Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida areas, giving you access to more than 60 menu items to satisfy every craving. Can't make it to one of our stores? Go to eatfitlifefoods.com to schedule delivery right to your door. Don't know what to eat to achieve your goals? Schedule on a free appointment with their wellness coaches to get you on the right track. And with their member meal accounts and recycle rewards program, it's easy to save. If they did any more, they'd be feeding it to you too. Fit Life Foods, powerfully good.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Fire it all.
I just blew him.
Chicken.
Leave him alone.
Chicken.
That's the only exercise he gets.
It's not.
They just saw, none of it was that.
I was asked to put it on Sean, so I did.
Who asked that?
Who, Joe Marcourt.
I don't believe you because I'm looking and I don't see any.
Look
requests.
Up there and it says pan. If it doesn't say pan over, I'll bet my life on it that it's going to say pan over to Sean.
I watched a video today on Facebook and showed the in-bed workout system and like it's crunches and like a bunch of stuff. You don't have to even
in
get up.
In bread? Is that when siblings do it?
In bread is, from Kentucky, Indiana. Like I know Alex is from Kentucky.
I am.
What about West Virginia?
They're kind of the same family tree. I think there's no branches.
Do you believe... hold on, I'm going to get serious for a second, and then you can pull the show back down again.
I was being serious.
Tony Dungy, do you think Tony Dungy says stupid things just to be stupid?
No.
No, I don't think so.
You think he really believes that Tom Brady's not a top five quarterback?
Oh, no.
Then why would he say it?
He believes it.
Maybe he's delusional. Maybe he's...
What's his top five?
I honestly don't remember. Obviously, Peyton was in it, but
of course,
I can't.
Was Brad Johnson in it?
I don't read to begin with. I'm certainly not going to read crap that just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Anybody to say that Tom Brady is not a top five of all time, or even worse, now?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have Tom Brady listed in the top two or three, I mean, there's other people. There's arguments. You know, are you going to go with? You know, somebody like Montana, you're going to go with, you know.
He's got him number six.
Right. That's why I said top five. God, read his top five.
It's loading. The headline said top six.
Today.
So. It doesn't have the list.
So what good is it?
So it's not a list. It just says.
It just says he has him six. If you want to put
an oddly specific headline.
It, right. Well, what do they call that? That post in.
It's bait.
Bait and
clickbait.
Switch, clickbaits, all that kind of stuff. Make sure you stay up with that in case Coach James calls.
Got it.
All right.
John Elway, Steve Young, Aaron Rodgers are the top three.
How about four and five?
Doesn't have four and five.
All right. If you were a
the worst list ever.
If you were a general manager of a football team, and I'm not saying you guys because you're fairly smart. But, you know, you're putting a team together and you can pick any at these different positions. What quarterback are you taking?
Brady. All day.
Right?
Yeah. The GOAT.
Absolutely.
Now,
if you're talking about if he's not getting you into the position to be winning going into the fourth quarter, you will be by the end of the fourth quarter.
If it wasn't for the Giants' amazing season, he would have another Super Bowl ring.
Not amazing season, just amazing catch.
One amazing catch.
Right.
He would have six rings.
Are you taking Brady or are you taking the two of them together in Belichick and Brady? Do you think Brady could have done what he's done without Belichick?
That we'll never know.
Right, so I'm saying.
I think so.
Well, but if you're going to put a team together and you're going to be able to cherry pick, aren't you taking Belichick as your head coach anyway?
Of course.
If you're able to do that,
well,
sure.
Wouldn't Jordan still win championships without Phil Jackson?
The thing. You're also talking about the players around them, too.
Sure.
Not just the coach or the coaching system, but you also have to have the talent to execute. So if you are saying that Belichick not being the coach, but it's Brady and everybody, then I think that.
But if I'm building a dream team right here in Tampa, I'm taking Hugh Freeze as my head coach.
Not me. No. If I'm building a dream team, I'm starting with Coach Ron James. Coach, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Okay, we appreciate your time. Final home game tomorrow. Question for you is, are you kind of like last couple games you've been on the road, so we haven't been able to talk. Are you starting to play and look towards the playoffs, or is every game still a must we need to win tomorrow at home against Cleveland?
You know, it's really a combination of both. I hate to say that because it sounds cliche, but I can tell you that we want to win every game, and we're trying to do that. But we're also tinkering with our lineup, so we're trying to prepare for the playoffs and find out what our best combinations are.
And how difficult is that to do? And obviously, it's all about winning, and we want to win, and we need to win every game. But, you know, how difficult is that when you know you got this one whatever play or whatever, but you want to try another play out, but you like that first play better?
You know, it's I think more about players than plays, really. And so when I think about, you know, specific plays we're putting together, who's it going to affect and who we're going to use, You know, we try to put more plays out on tape here for the next couple of weeks because we want teams to have to prepare for more for the playoffs. So, you know, we're really looking forward to putting some different players out there and utilizing them in some different aspects of the game.
Did I just get a press release this morning, and I try to stay up on it, and sometimes I'm not able to, that you just added another player to the roster?
Yeah, we've got a former All-League player that came onto our roster as an offensive lineman, so we're trying to get the protection shored up for the quarterback, and we just also, it should have came out across today, as adding another defensive back. So, you know, we're continually trying to tinker with that lineup to get as strong as we can for the playoffs.
Does that, you know, a lot of times people always hear, and you know, we hear about it in the Arena League and we hear it on the NFL, you know, you bring competition in. Is it also that to elevate the guys that are there that, hey, your job's not safe. Every week you need to go out there and perform.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we want to make sure that, you know, we're as sharp as we can be, and we set a high standard for both practice and games, and we make sure that our players adhere to that standard. So we're constantly bringing in players to look at that, you know, might be able to give us that edge for that week or the remaining games or even the playoffs. And so it's an ongoing process. I think that you find in every league that the bottom 30 of your roster is always kind of churning. It's always trying to get better, and you're always trying to push the guys that are ahead of them.
How about travel? Can you talk about that for a second and how much the travel to away games drain on the entire team, players, coaching staff, you know, and everything?
Well, certainly a challenge. At this point in the season, we're used to the travel aspect because we've been through it before. But early in the season, it can be very tough on you because you're always thinking about the things that you haven't, you know, quite got nailed down, and maybe personnel is a little bit banged up. The hardest thing for us, honestly, traveling, is that we've got a lot of big bodies. We've got a lot of 300-pounders. Try to put them in those little seats, and sometimes it's kind of put that round hole, you know, square peg in the round hole type of thing. But you know, that's the hardest thing, is really just getting some of these guys, especially coming back from a trip when they're banged up, getting them on the flights and getting them comfortable and making sure that, you know, we get into the next week healthy.
We are talking to Coach Ron James, final home game tomorrow night out at Emily Arena. You know, the fans love these games, love these comebacks. Obviously wasn't successful the last time. What is it like as a coach? You know, a minute left, which doesn't seem like a long time, but in arena it is. Do you have time to kind of sit back and watch everything develop, or are you already planning two plays, three plays, four plays down the road?
Now, we got to be a couple plays ahead, you know. So what we're trying to do, like in the one-minute drill, for example, is our quarterback has a menu of plays that he can go through, and he's pretty good at figuring out exactly what we need to do from one play to the next. But I'm always trying to think about, you know, two or three plays ahead and the clock. So you're going to try to manage the clock, make sure you've got enough time to score, make sure you're in position to make plays, all those type of things that you're really concerned about in the last minute of the game. A lot of swirling events, and the more you can kind of keep those streamlined, the better off you're going to be.
Cleveland comes to town. They're probably here or on their way for the game tomorrow night. What can you tell us? Give us a little preview of Cleveland and the game tomorrow.
Well, Cleveland's been a tough opponent for us. In the last couple of times we played them, we spotted big leads. I mean, they were up by 21 on us the last game. The game at home that we beat them in the last couple of seconds, they were up 20 in that game. You know, they're an explosive team. We just have to make sure that we're playing well in the beginning of the game. I think we did that last week and made sure that we rode through some of the tougher circumstances. But against a team like Cleveland, you just have to be on top of your game and make sure that, you know, things don't get away from you so you don't have to make the miraculous comeback. We've done that a number of times. But we don't want to be in that position. We want to be in a position where we can get, you know, out to a lead of our own, kind of coast a little bit if we can, get some of the guys that are playing, you know, some additional playing time in the bottom of the bench and make sure we're ready for the playoffs.
Later on tonight, the RFC over at A La Carte Pavilion. I'm excited to have you and some of the guys come out. What are you anticipating tonight? Is it going to be where you can sit there and enjoy it, or are you going to be able to still think about football, or are you going to be able to block that out and enjoy the fights?
Well, I'll try to be where I am when I'm there, you know what I mean? I've kind of had that mentality my whole career. You know, enjoy the time when you can. I'm going to enjoy the fights. I'm going to enjoy watching somebody else compete, kind of sit back and see what they can do for a change and just kind of put my mind in that direction and worry about the game the next day.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to having you out there at the RFC tonight. I'm looking forward to coming out tomorrow and watching the final home game, Fan Appreciation Day. Coach, thank you very much for your time, and I'll see you in a couple hours.
Sounds great. See you then.
All right, Coach Ron James, everybody, your head coach of the Tampa Bay Storm, turned that team around. You know, they were struggling. He came in and look where they're at.
Winning very quickly.
I don't know if you were here that one day.
I was here.
And it was early in my friendship with Coach James. And we were talking about a new tradition. And I said, yeah, and I hope this isn't too early. The tradition's called winning. And that's what he was doing then. And that's what he's doing now.
And that's what the team's known for. They have those, what is it, five banners hanging in Emily Arena.
But it's been a while.
It has been a while.
You know, it was Coach Markham came from, I think it was Detroit. And, took the team that used to be known as the Pittsburgh Gladiators, mm-hmm. became the Tampa Bay Storm, that play in Tampa MLB commissioner. Do I need to get off on that?
Yeah, just you don't need to mention it.
Yeah, I think we've picked up your stand.
So when the commissioner of Major League Baseball says we need to improve Tampa, we're okay with that?
Because if you say St. Pete, the average fan is not going to know St. Pete. They're going to know Tampa because the name is Tampa Bay.
Well, then he should say Tampa Bay.
He could say Tampa Bay.
Right. That's all I'm saying. They don't play in Tampa. Not now. Not ever.
Not ever.
I don't think it ever will happen. Ever?
Were they going to play in Charlotte before they play in Tampa?
Yes.
They'll play in San Antonio before they play in.
They'll play in Montreal. Jarrett wants to know about Canada. Oh, Canada. I think they play in Montreal before they play in Tampa. I truly, truly do. All right. Three quarters down. One quarter to go. When we come back, I'm going to open up and let Matt talk a little bit. No idea what he's going to talk about, but it is scary. FCC, get ready. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Are you ready?
ROC 40, July 21st, is going down at the A La Carte Shrine Pavilion with Ronnie the Pit Phillips versus Nick the Machete Ficchetti in the main event for the Florida State title. For more information, visit rfcmma.com or call 813-964-9818.
The songs, the sound, the story, Motown the Musical. It's more than a Broadway show. It's a celebration of music that transformed America. Motown the Musical.
Coming to the Straz Center, August 8th through 13th. Visit strazcenter.org for tickets today.
Time. There never seems to be enough of it, and without time, how can you make healthy food needed to fuel your busy schedule? Forget wasting your valuable hours on food prep and dishes. Come to Fit Life Foods and grab the right meals to power you through your super packed days. Their 13,000 square foot culinary center services all of their locations in the Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida areas, giving you access to more than 60 menu items to satisfy every craving. Can't make it to one of our stores? Go to eatfitlifefoods.com to schedule delivery right to your door. Don't know what to eat to achieve your goals? Schedule on free appointment with their wellness coaches to get you on the right track. And with their member meal accounts and recycle rewards program, it's easy to save. If they did any more, they'd be feeding it to you too. Fit Life Foods, powerfully good.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
Sorry to me. I tried.
Tried what?
Talk about the Rays.
No. No, go ahead. You want to talk about it. I said I'll give you the floor. Go ahead. Which subject do you want to talk about?
Oh, you're talking to me? Well, I can't hear because my headphones don't work.
You know exactly what he
Forget
said.
Forget it. Turn his mic off.
Now you're coming.
Now both of them are off.
Sean, subject?
I'm good.
Subject. What do you want to talk about? No.
Alex?
Giancarlo Stanton hits his 30th home run. He's obviously still succeeding after the home run derby, which Aaron Judge, not so much. But the Marlins lost to the worst team in baseball right now, your Philadelphia Phillies, 10-3.
Go Phillies.
And he's mighty upset.
If anybody is listening online, on Facebook right now, through WTAN, AM 1340, and the FM is what?
106.1.
Yeah, just take it off and throw it. It's okay. We've got a couple Phillies game jerseys that we can give away. That we will give away. If anybody wants one, just hit me up and I'll get it to you.
32-61 currently.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. So I happen to have seen something before we talk about Demetrius Johnson versus Ray Borg. Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Frank Thomas.
Yeah.
And Alex Rodriguez.
Okay.
They stole our idea. They've obviously been listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go with the fish or do you go with the crybaby? Bryce Harper, Trout.
Trout.
Okay, you go Trout.
Trout.
Sean?
Harper.
Okay. Frank Thomas goes with Mike Trout.
Okay. Well, he went to Auburn, so he's smart.
Well, he hit a home run off my brother, so he's not.
He's not.
Pete Rose went with Bryce Harper. So now it's 1-1.
Okay, yeah.
Alex Rodriguez.
I know who he went with.
To break the tie.
Himself.
That's what I was going to say. He picked himself.
No, he went even worse. He went with the guy from Houston.
Oh, Correa?
I think.
Correa. I'm guessing.
Is that his name? 6'3"? Yeah, the shortstop.
Yeah, Carlos Correa.
He said he was sticking.
Who's out for 2 months with a hand injury, right?
He said that he's a third. Other than those two. And it's difficult to decide between the two.
Well, did Correa go to Miami?
I couldn't tell you. Trade coin for what does he want? What does Toomey want? Since you're following whatever he's saying,
I have other stuff I'm working on.
Yeah, right now we're going to trade for something that I was promised 2 years ago. That sounds like
I'm looking at Carlos Correa. Start trying to pull up his stats.
That's what I'm doing as well.
You're both doing that. There you go. Yeah. All right. So what do you got?
He's a career 287 hitter.
This is his third season. He's 22 years old. So there's that as well.
So you have Correa pulled up, correct?
I do. All right, and so Harper and
you
got
okay. While you guys are pulling that up, I guess they've announced now the co-main event for UFC 215. Have you seen that?
I think I have.
All right, so the main event, let's see how many pay-per-view buys we get, is Demetrius versus Ray Borg. That's the main event. Co-main event is the rescheduled Nunes fight.
Nunes versus Shevchenko.
Okay.
Now let's head over to Edmonton. Yeah, Can't wait.
Let's not.
All right, so we have Correa, as you said, career 287 hitter. We have Bryce Harper, who's a career 286 hitter, even though right now he's hitting a stiff 337. And Mike Trout is a career 308 hitter, currently hitting 335.
And their ages?
Harper is 24, Trout is 25, Correa is 22.
I'm still going Trout.
How many years? One's been 3 years.
Yeah, Correa's been in. This is his third season. And then Trout started in 2011 when he was 19. Wow. And Harper started in 2012 when he was 19. So they both have 6 years.
Let me ask you guys this question because I'm a hypocrite.
We know this, yes.
You all know that. I said that I'm taking Trout over Bryce Harper. Because Trout's a better person.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, Harper's an ass. We've seen what he's done. I know what he's done to me personally, blah, 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 blah. But what have I always said about Warren Sapp?
Yeah.
That Warren Sapp is the best, and all we're concerned with is on the field.
What happens on the field is what matters. When you're talking about home run or Hall of Fame,
when I'm just talking about playing. You know, if you tell me who's the best Buccaneer, and we argue this all the time, and I've argued it with Buck fans, They say Brooks. They say Leroy Selman. They say Rondé or Allstott. And they always say not Warren because he's an ass. And I say him being an ass has nothing to do with what he's done on the field.
Being one of the most dominant players at that position.
Well, not only that, but also making other people better around him.
Right.
Because the double teams, triple teams type deal.
So my question, and I'll let you guys try to sway me, should I as a fan, and I know I'm not, should I as a media person, which I believe I am, care?
Depends on the sport.
Care how a player acts towards teammates?
I think the teammates definitely care.
Right. No, I understand the teammates care. But when I'm saying that I'm going to take Trout over Bryce Harper because Harper's a jerk and Trout isn't. And we saw Harper with his fisticuffs with Papelbon and, whatever.
Well, Barry Bonds.
Should I not care?
Wasn't exactly the greatest teammate in the world. And he had his same issue with Jeff Kent in the dugout during a game.
And speaking of that, it's surprising that he even went into coaching. For someone who doesn't like to share information like that. Coach.
I can't take Joe Mark Gordon.
What do you say about Bo Jackson?
Yeah. He says Bo Jackson is the best Buck player of all time.
I'm not even on Facebook, and I knew he was going to talk about Bo Jackson.
Yeah, that's funny. That's his love dad.
I like Joe. He's got a good taste.
Wasn't Steve here? Right?
You like the way Joe tastes?
Steve, I like Joe's taste.
I would say he's the best Buccaneer of all time.
No, I would say Warren Sapp is.
Oh.
Warren Sapp is the best. Best player Steve Young. I would take Warren Sapp before
Vinny Testaverde.
I would take
as far
as not Michael Vick.
No,
you have to talk about them as if they were the best when they were here. Yes.
No, who my favorite Atlanta Falcon is?
Who?
And I don't remember his name, but the Atlanta Falcons played in the Super Bowl in Miami, and. Whatever day it was, the day before he got arrested for the prostitution, he won the Best Citizen in the NFL Award.
Nice.
That's my favorite player. I believe he was a defensive player.
Wow.
So what's the Ole Miss head coach is in trouble now? Hugh Freeze for the same thing? Prostitution?
Yeah, well.
Escort.
Yeah, I guess
how do you feel about
service.
That? I mean, how
allegedly.
Allegedly.
How do I feel about what?
Well, he called one of your associates in Tampa.
Was it in Tampa?
It was a Tampa escort.
Sweet.
Yeah. So
they prostitutes have a right to make a living.
Absolutely.
I'm okay with it.
He was in the wrong because it was a school issued cell phone.
Right.
If it was his personal number, then there's no issues.
Well, there still would have been an issue. You know, I still
depends
think
on who it's for. Is it for him or is it for players? For recruiting.
Well, according to the University of Louisville.
The question was.
For the University of Louisville, it's for the players.
Well, then there's something wrong.
That's my point.
Right.
Is there 18 years of age, or is it really a problem?
Yes, because you're not allowed to give athletes perks.
Anything.
You can't give them anything.
Affection.
You can't.
You can't even give them a stick of gum. Literally, you cannot give them anything.
Galen Hall.
Give them herpes?
Galen Hall was hit for giving someone a ride. In the rain.
Yeah, you can't even drive them somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, no. You can't give anything. So, no. So that's where it's an issue.
That was before Uber, obviously.
Freeze goes, I've got no idea, to be honest. Quote, I was in an 813 area code, and it was a 313 number. I think it might have been a misdial.
Yeah,
I don't misdial. Even think there was a conversation. There's nothing to it.
3 and 8 on the phone itself, not close to each other.
Have you ever dialed a wrong number?
Maybe he was just dialing on, like 313 back in Oxford and not in.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, let
I don't
have
even
fun.
Think it's. I don't even think it's a big deal if it's the school phone. To
it's
be honest.
The oldest profession in the world. I mean, why is it such a
trying
taboo?
To be serious?
That doesn't make it right.
But it doesn't make it wrong either.
I'm not saying it does. True, but when it comes down to it, just because somebody has been doing something for a long time. If you have a situation where you have to respond to it and you respond to it the same way that you have been in the past just because, that doesn't necessarily mean it is right or wrong.
Where it is wrong is it's illegal. Now,
there you go.
I may not believe it should be illegal, but it's like the marijuana thing that's legal if you have the card, but it's illegal to fight with.
Sure.
I mean, legal is legal. Illegal is illegal.
So if there is an athlete is in Vegas and Nevada, it's legal to partake in a brothel or a whatever they
right.
You know,
then
it's
those
okay.
Those ranches and stuff.
Like the Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
You know, like bathhouses or
you know, I know the guy that found Odom.
What's his name? What is that guy's name? Hoff.
That guy.
Yeah. He's not the one who found him, but it was at the one of those.
Was that after he did Baywatch?
What are you talking about?
The Hoff?
Eric, you do this to us. This is because of you, Eric.
This is awful.
That's awful. But why should today be any different? You know, so it is what it is.
It basically is.
So if you go to the brothel outside of Vegas, because in Las Vegas it's illegal.
With a joint. With a marijuana.
Marijuana is legal. I believe it's now legal.
Okay, so marijuana cigarette at a brothel. Can you still fight in the UFC?
No.
Negative.
Mm-mm. Not because of the brothel.
just because of the marijuana.
If you test positive. More than 48 hours.
Unbelievable.
Can't believe he said 48 hours.
As long as it's within competition testing, then you are subject to those tests. If you're subject to those tests, you pop positive.
Gastelum,
you're going to have a bad day.
Diaz, all of you guys, don't smoke before you fight. If you're
Matt Riddle?
Well, Matt Riddle's now a wrestling star.
Is he?
Well, he's wrestling. I don't know if he's basically a star or not.
Speaking of Matt, do you have an update on Matt Hughes?
I know
Wednesday I was listening to the show.
It's a slight update. I was told that he was moved to Chicago, that his eyes are open, but he doesn't know anybody's there. Now, this is just what I heard. And again, my wife's a nurse, and, you know, that could be good. It can't be good, but it could be bad.
It could be worse. Yeah.
I'll come up with, it's kind of like the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yeah.
You know, if he can't see is one thing, but if he can't comprehend what's going on, it's a totally different. And we won't know. You know, we don't know.
Yeah.
It's still a shame, and I'm not in the medical profession, so I don't know if the longer it goes or I don't know. It's just awful. So let's all go down to Tour de Pizza, Pizza on Matt.
Let's do it.
Yeah. The other day, I want to
fantastic.
Thank you for that. If you're interested in these raise tickets, hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook. You can always reach me on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At K-Wiggs.
Sean K Radio.
Naked Pizza Man.
See everybody next week.